It's Saturday the 20th. Really, I'm losing track of time. Saturday the 15th of August. And Vance and I have just got back from a free running exercise where it actually took him out to a fenced off field and let him have a good run around on his own, where he went off to eat rabbit poo and dash about like a mad dog at times. Although he came back reasonably easily, he used the whistle, the same whistle that you use when feeding him, in order to get him to come back. So that was good fun, and he's had a good time. I've also learned a bit about the need to not to feed him too soon after exercise. You've got to wait at least an hour, preferably 2 hours, and equally the other way round, that after eating he shouldn't have vigorous exercise for at least 2 hours. So it's going to be interesting trying to work out how my days will work so that I can get to the supermarket and stuff like that. But obviously that's the nature of having the dog. This morning I had a short walk doing off-curb obstacles, which basically means they put a couple of obstacles in the on a pavement. The dog comes up to them, and then on command steps off the pavement, goes round the obstacle and comes back on the pavement on the other side. Vance, as you can hear, is now drinking some water. And then tomorrow, I gather, we're doing another walk. I don't know what the details of that one are. Before, in the afternoon, visits from the family. But anyway, I thought I would give you a bit of an insight into the grooming process. I won't record the whole thing because Vance tends to take quite a long time to groom, but I'll do the main points of it. The first thing to do, though, is to take our grooming gear, which I have in a carrier bag here, and I'm going to take it into the bathroom and wash it off. The last couple of times I've done grooming, I've done it in the on the volleyball pitch, or court, or whatever you call it here at the hotel. Vance has generally been a bit on the restless side when doing that, so I want to try doing it in the bathroom this time, and at least it should make picking up the hair relatively easy as well doing that. But anyway, first things first, let's put the sink, maybe the plug in, put some water in here. It's very hot water here. I'll cool it down a bit. I can probably live with that. Then stick a brush in. Don't think I did such a good job of getting the hair out of that yesterday, so we might get a bit in the sink, but I'll try and pull that out afterwards. Yes, lots of hair. Half dog comes out. A bit more water is needed, I think. Now, I don't normally let Vance in the bathroom unless I invite him in, so hopefully he will see the difference if I do that. But I'll try and do a stop and wait at the door, perhaps, so that he has to wait for my command in order to come in. Yeah, that's enough picking all that hair out. Oof. Let's try and scoop some of that up. Put it in the bin. Shepherd hair there. Next thing, take out. We have the Zoom Groom, which is a sort of rubbery device with sharp cones pointing up. Hair comes out of that pretty easily. There we go. I think that's all right. Live with that. Next is the comb. Basically just a metal comb. Okay. And then I'm going to let the water out and pop a bit of... what are you doing, Vance? And put a bit of... dampen the... we've got a chamois leather, which you'll find out what that's used for in a minute. But I'm just going to dampen that a bit.
It's actually fairly damp still from yesterday. Okay.
Right. So we're going to try and do this in the bathroom today. I'll try and get him in and then close the door, which may make funny acoustics. What are you up to then, Vance? Doing anything interesting?
Yeah.
Right then, Vance. Upstand, please. Upstand. Come on, up. Good boy. And we're going to come along to the bathroom. Come. Come. And stand. Wait. Wait. And come. Good boy. Come here. Good boy. He's going to think this is very strange. He's never been in here with the door shut. Excellent. Good boy, Vance. What I'm going to ask you to do, Vance, is just let me pass, first of all. Excusez-moi. Thank you. I'm going to sit on the toilet seat. And sit, Vance, please. Sit. Vance, sit. Good boy. This could be interesting. First things first, I need to do a check of his condition. You know, check he hasn't got anything wrong with him or anything that you can tell. And I want to start that by rubbing the cloth over his eyes. He's trying to look for a way out. Vance, come here. Come, Vance. Vance, come. Good boy. Good boy. Now, let's find a way of doing this. He's going to hold still. Okay. Vance, come on. Come on. You know it's fine. You've done it before. Just need to find your way. Hey, shh, shh, shh. Vance, calm down. Calm down. Wait a minute. I might just put his chin on my knee to see if we can. Vance, stop that. Okay, Vance, calm down. Calm down. Shh. Chin on knee, like that. Good boy. Calm down. Calm down, Vance. Shh. Stay. Stay, Vance. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Shh. Oi, 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 oi. Oh. I know they're going to play up for this doing the recording. Come on, Vance. Come on. Come on, good boy. Sit. Sit, Vance. He's lying down instead. Calm. Vance, upstand. Good boy. Upstand. That's sitting, I think we'll find. Okay. Come. 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 Good boy. Okay, let's just see if we do this really quickly. Good boy. Good boy. I've got one eye. Vance, come. 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 Okay, I'm coming down to you then.
Yes, yeah, I've already done it.
Good boy, calm down. Good boy, Vance. Good boy. Good boy. Right.
That's the most difficult one of them all, but...
Right. Okay. Come, Vance. Come. Vance, come. Come on. Come. Vance. Upstand. Good boy. Good boy. Now wait. Wait. Look at me. Head up.
I can do this one with his head down. Just feeling his ears to check there's nothing that shouldn't be in there. He's got lovely, big, soft ears. Just feeling that. And that feels fine, just as it did yesterday. Once he's here, I should also feel his nose. If he doesn't vanish out of the way suddenly. There we go. Nose felt. Last but not least, on the face, I need to feel along his sort of gum line. He's going to turn around. I don't think he's very impressed about this way of doing it. Probably a bit warm in here for him. I might see if I can. I don't think I can get the fan in here. Good boy, Vance. Want to feel your mouth? I think
most people probably wouldn't desperately want to put their hands in a German Shepherd's mouth, but he's very gentle. There we go, felt along the bottom. And then the other side. Yay, good boy, Vance. I think we shall live with that. Okay, and now I just need to feel down his body, so systematically, just putting my hands around his coat, feeling around him. Yeah, good boy, Vance. Good boy. Good boy. Past his gentleman's apparatus. And then throw down his legs.
Yeah, we're doing both at the same time, so we speed this up a bit. Maybe get my felt down there under his feet
in a moment. Back legs. Good boy. Other back leg. Yeah. Felt. And then down his tail.
He really doesn't like me touching.
Okay. Now, Vance. Feet. Vance, can you move this foot now, please? Me foot. Good boy. So now I'm just feeling in between his pads to check there's nothing there. And that all feels fine. Good boy. Other foot, Vance. Good boy. Come on. Give me your foot. Give me your foot. Good boy, Vance. Good boy.